In last week's program, I spoke with Lisa Murray, formerly a cheerleader with the Golden State Warriors. Ms. Murray is currently working to ensure that NBA and NFL clubs pay their cheerleaders at least minimum wage. The responses to that conversation, which appeared on our website, ranged from ridicule to outrage. Fernando Diago wrote, "What about looking for a better-paying and more productive job? Those cheerleaders suffer from narcissistic personality disorder, which is a mental disorder in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance." Another commenter, JJMA, doesn't see it that way. He or she cited the experience of a family member who is currently a cheerleader for an NFL team and figured out the young woman is currently being paid about $1.20 an hour. Part of the comment reads, "Being taken advantage of? Yes, absolutely. And the NFL should be ashamed of itself. However, recent history shows that's not going to happen, ever." I also spoke last week with Gilbert Gall, the author of Billion Dollar Ball, which examines the economics of college football. Professor Gall compares the palatial athletic facilities at Penn State to the ancient and humble quarters of the Honors College there. On our Facebook page, Sam Collin wrote, "Honors College should get a better TV deal or find a donor willing to fund a new building," being somewhat sarcastic. I'm glad he added that note about how we should take his response. The sound and fury surrounding the booming business of fantasy sports operations like DraftKings preceded our consideration of it on this week's show and led Richard C. to post the following note on our website shortly after the NFL season began. "If a racetrack plastered the airwaves like these companies, politicians coast to coast would be having hissy fits on the evils of wagering made easy. It must be fabulous to have the Beltway lobbyists who work for the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB placing smiley faces on betting pools." You can comment on what you hear on Only a Game at onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game NPR.